The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
TWR and you, reaching people who must listen secretly.
I want this mail to remain a secret between us. If my father finds out about it, it's going to be my loss and that of my children. I listen to TWR with my cousins and two daughters. Your program touches a lot of us because it tells us about the love of God and His gift for humanity through His only Son, Jesus. I would really like to encourage a lot of other people to listen to TWR, but I lack the courage and I also fear the consequences. As far as I am concerned, I feel a deep peace in myself every time I listen to this program.
Bringing peace, sharing the gospel in Africa. However, not everyone in Africa can afford a radio. But for just $50 each, you can provide wind-up radios to the people of Africa. Call now, 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Or give online at AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
Now is the time.
Africa needs Jesus.
Africa needs you.
Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Did you know that if you are a white conservative Christian, you are the biggest threat in the history of American democracy? Yeah, CNN thinks so. If you are a white, conservative Christian, you, my friend, my brother, my sister, you are a great, in fact, the greatest threat in American history to the democracy of America. So says an analysis by CNN. Yeah. All right, I'm going to get to that, but if you were listening just a moment ago, we are coming to you on behalf of Transworld Radio. We're not spending the entire hour by any means, but I am mentioning it occasionally, and I am so happy to report thank you for Dorothy in Columbus and an anonymous caller in Columbus. Just moments ago, they called 888-988-5656, and we are now under $2,000 away from our goal. Under. Now, just barely, but we are under $2,000 away from our goal. All right. How do you eat an elephant? You do it one bite at a time. Can we get down to $1,500 away from our goal by the time we come out of the next break, which is coming up in about 6-7 minutes. So ultimately, in about 10 minutes. Could we have $500 in the next 10 minutes? $100? $50? $200? Could we have $500 in the next 10 minutes? The number is 888-988-5656. I believe we can do that. $500 in the next 10 minutes. That would be about the time I would be coming out of our next break. 888-988-5656. We are under $2,000 away from our goal. We're getting closer, we're getting closer, and you can help us get even closer. $25 gift, $50, $100, $500, 888-988-5656. Here is the analysis. It's not called an editorial or an opinion piece. It is an analysis from CNN, and the headline is, "An Imposter Christianity is Threatening American Democracy." Now, who are these imposter Christians? White conservatives. You mean all of them? Yeah, well, according to CNN. Yeah, and, well, let me get to the bottom line first. It is a 13-page story at CNN.com. 13 pages. And it is filled, when you read it, and yes, I read all of it, it is filled with broad, inaccurate generalizations from left-wing experts, and I put experts in quotation marks. Yeah, it is just filled with broad, inaccurate generalizations from left-wing experts. Where does it begin, this 13-page analysis? January 6th, what they are calling the insurrection, and there were people at the January 6th riot. It wasn't an insurrection. Okay, it doesn't fit the definition of an insurrection. It was a very unfortunate riot, okay? But there were people there with big signs that said, "Jesus saves." So the author of this analysis and the experts that he quotes assume that those people with Jesus Saves signs trying to break into the Capitol and beating police officers with their signs, they represent all white conservatives in America because they are white Christian nationalists. Again, talk about broad generalizations. Here, well, let me read the very first sentence, all right? Three men, eyes closed and heads bowed, pray before a rough-hewn wooden cross. Another man wraps his arms around a massive Bible pressed against his chest like a shield. All throughout the crowd, people wave "Jesus Saves" banners and pump their fists toward the sky. At first glance, these snapshots look like scenes from an outdoor church rally. But this event wasn't a revival. It was what some call a Christian revolt. These were photos of people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, during an attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The insurrection marked the first time many Americans realize the U.S. is facing a burgeoning white Christian nationalist movement. This movement uses Christian language to cloak sexism and hostility to black people and non-white immigrants in its quest to create a white Christian America. Now, it begins with three men, heads bound, and a picture. And it immediately moves to a broad generalization that these people represent all white conservative Christians. Now, can you imagine the outrage in the mainstream media if a conservative columnist wrote an article showing pictures of the George Floyd riots that occurred all over America? Far, 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 far more people were involved in those riots all summer long in almost every major city in America. There was probably 100 times more people involved in those riots than the riot on January 6th. But what would the mainstream media do if a conservative columnist showed some pictures of those riots and implied that those rioters represent all black Americans. Can you imagine the outrage? And by the way, it would be an outrage. Those riots didn't represent all black Americans. Of course it didn't. Neither did those who stormed the Capitol building on January 6th. And by the way, there were some black people involved in that riot on January 6th as well. But CNN wants to paint not with a broad brush. They're painting with a commercial paint sprayer that if you are white, conservative, and Christian, you want to overthrow the government and set up a white nationalist Christian theocracy where we expel all blacks and all immigrants. It is ludicrous. It is ridiculous. And CNN gives it 13 pages. I'll give you some more highlights when we come back. I've got to take a break, which means it's a great time to call 888-988-5656. I'm praying that by the time I come back from this break, we will have an additional $500 and we will be down to just $1,500 away from our goal. Would you call right now, 888-988-5656?
We have in Malawi many people who cannot afford a radio set. For someone to have a radio set, it means they have a very important resource, a very important item in the home. Because in most homes in Malawi, there are actually two important items. One is a bicycle, two is a radio set. Now, a home that does not have a bicycle, does not have a radio set, it means it's not a full home. Because the radio gives them the opportunity to hear the word of God, to get informed, to get educated, to connect to the world.
Do you hear that? It's from Malawi, and again, I'm no expert on Malawi, but I've been there. I had the opportunity to do a wonderful pastor's conference, and I remember the day before the conference started, I arrived. Oh, by the way, just very quickly, I was hoping and praying that we would get $500 in those 10 minutes. Well, we didn't make it, but we did get 50, and I want to thank Kenneth in Gahanna. God bless you. Kenneth provided one radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So we need $450 to get to the $1,500 mark away from our goal. Right now, we are at 116 radios. No, 117 radios. I'll take that back. We need 49 radios to reach our goal, $50 apiece. But forgive me, I'm going to get back to the CNN story, I promise. But just thinking about Malawi, I arrived in Malawi a day before the pastor's conference was to begin. And I've been in Africa several times, but it was my first time in Malawi. And I asked the missionary whose ministry was conducting the pastor's school, how are these people arriving? And he said, well, by bicycle and by foot. And I said, well, those that are coming by foot, how far are they traveling? And he said, some of them one day, some of them 2 days, some of them 3 days on foot. And I began watching the pastors arrive all through that day. The school, the pastor's school that I was teaching, was going to start the very next morning. And sure enough, a handful came on bicycle, most of them on foot. And they had the clothes on their back and their Bible and a bottle or two of water. And for most of them, that's all they had. Clothes on their back, a bottle of water, and their Bible. And then they stayed in the dormitory there at the Bible Institute where I was teaching. And I thought, my goodness, these people are so hungry for God's word and teaching and training. These pastors are so desperate. Well, these radios that you are providing will go with the pastor. They don't have to travel 2 to 3 days to a Bible Institute. In their own home or in their own village, they can crank up the radio. It doesn't need batteries. It doesn't need electricity. It's all self-contained. Tune it to Transworld Radio, and they can get Chuck Swindoll, and they can get Charles Stanley, and they can get J. Vernon McGee. And what is so significant for the pastors is that Transworld Radio broadcasts an entire Bible school education. I mean, the whole thing over the radio. And these pastors can be trained and taught and discipled and then pass that on to their congregations. Many families will get one of these radios, and this will become their major source of Christian growth. That radio in their home. For some, it will provide an entire church with Bible teaching and encouragement. And I really didn't anticipate spending that much time on it, but when I heard the gentleman talk about Malawi, it just brought back so many memories of those pastors who were so desperate to be taught, to be encouraged. And folks, these are the kinds of people that you are providing radios for. Please call 888-988-5656. Linda in Heath just called 888-988-5656. And now we are about $1,800 away from our goal. Now, that's an estimate off the top of my head. We're about $1,800 away from our goal. That's all. And we've got 30 minutes. $1,800. 888-988-5656.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.